One time I was walking with my grandnephew, and oh, what a grandnephew he is. We were walking in Massachusetts, and Massachusetts has a lot of antiquitous gravestones. Not only that, they're old too. And we went to this graveyard, and we looked at some of the gravestones there, and some of them went back to the 1700s. And here are some of the words on the gravestones that I can remember. Here lies one Mr. Wood, enclosed in wood, one wood within another. The outer wood is very good. We cannot praise the other. God takes the good people, too good on earth to stay. God leaves the bad, too bad to take away. Here was one, it was an epitaph for a dentist. View this gravestone with gravity. He is filling his last cavity. I can remember one that said, died at 30, buried at 60. Sacred to the memory of Mr. Jared Bates, who died August the 6th, 1800. His widow, aged 24, who mourns as one who can be comforted, lived at 7 Elm Street, this village, and possesses every qualification for a good wife. Here lies the body of Obadiah Wilkinson and Ruth, his wife. Their warfare accomplished. Here lies Bernard Lightfoot, who was accidentally killed in the 45th year of his age, erected by his grateful family. Here's a testimonial that marks this man's grave. Here lies a man who did no good, and if he'd lived, he never would. When he's gone or how he fares, nobody knows and nobody cares. Here was one that I saw about a locksmith. A zealous locksmith died of late and did not enter heaven's gate, but stood without and would not knock because he meant to pick the lock. Molly, though pleasant in her day, was suddenly seized and sent away. How soon she's ripe, how soon she's rotten, laid in the grave and soon forgotten. Here was an epitaph to an unhappy marriage. Within this grave do lie, back to back, my wife and I. When the last trump the air shall fill, if she gets up, I'll just lie still. Sacred to the memory of Anthony Drake, who died for peace and quietness' sake. His wife was constantly scolding and scoffing, so he sought repose in a $12 coffin. Poor Martha Shield has gone away. Her would if she could, but her couldn't stay. Her had two bad legs and a baddish cough. It was her two bad legs that carried her off. Here lies Jan Smith, wife of Thomas Smith, marble cutter. This monument was erected by her husband as a tribute to her memory and a specimen of his work. Monuments of the same style, $350. Here is what it says on Benjamin Franklin's tombstone. The body of Benjamin Franklin, printer, like the covering of an old book, its contents torn out and stripped of its lettering and gilding, lies here food for worms. But the work shall not be lost. It will, as he believed, appear once more in a new and more beautiful edition, corrected and amended by the author.